The WTO is really a part of the global economic architecture that has been transformed really starting about 1973, but more significantly at an accelerated pace during the 80s and the 90s. And the WTO is part of an attempt to essentially continue at an accelerated pace a kind of economic policy, a global economic policy that we call neoliberalism. The idea that if corporations are allowed to do whatever, wherever they want, if we liberalize trade, if we liberalize the flow of capital and investment on a global basis, that this will produce efficiency gains, rising productivity, and this can essentially trickle down to benefit everybody. And this is the way of the future. The people who have pushed this have portrayed it as something that is positive, and they've also portrayed it as something that, even if there are elements of it that are not positive or worrisome, it's inevitable, so you shouldn't really think you can do anything about it anyway. That's what we mean by neoliberalism. I call it corporate-sponsored globalization. And the WTO was an attempt to continue the process that has been going on since 1973 of promoting those kinds of changes in the global economy. Having it here on U.S. soil allowed foreign delegations that have been increasingly upset by the consequences for them. It allowed them to come to the country that has been most responsible for pushing this agenda and to say, along with the rest of us in this country who are opposed to that agenda, no, we don't want it. We want it stopped. In particular, what was most hoped for was that the treaty about liberalizing investment that's called the MAI that fell on very hard times and basically had to be tabled about a year ago because of opposition, there was an attempt to sneak that whole investment liberalization agenda in through the back door by having the WTO simply put that agenda through. And that was what they most wanted to accomplish here at these meetings in the millennium negotiating rounds. They talk about it as trade liberalization, but the most important thing that they were seeking was to have further capital liberalization along the lines of the MAI treaty. And that agenda basically has been stopped. And it hasn't been stopped because corporate-sponsored globalizers wanted to stop it. It's been stopped because enough popular sentiment that maybe this isn't what we want has been aroused over the past year so that it has become politically difficult for them to go ahead and take that next step. And we should congratulate ourselves for the tremendous victory that this pause, at best what we have is a pause, but we have a pause, and we should congratulate ourselves on the fact that that's a major step in the right direction.